have to look at the big picture of who you are, where you're at when you're looking at these specific things. Another area we'll touch on very lightly is the children's ministry or children's pastor. This position oversees the ministries in a local congregation extended to the children of the congregation, which is usually like junior high and younger. And this includes things like Sunday school, children's church, vacation Bible schools, camps, and other special events that you'd have for kids throughout the year. And the children's pastor gears curriculum just like a youth pastor would. It gears curriculum for the age groups that they're dealing with. And it's usually, typically, both youth pastors and children's pastors are very good teachers. They like to teach because those are ages where you really want to be injecting God's word and planting God's word into the soil of these kids' hearts. And so they usually have a gift for teaching very clearly and very good communicators, be that on whatever level they are adjusting or teaching to. And while there may be many variations of the basic positional titles we've just talked about, they all serve to lead and guide the people of the congregation in their relationship and worship of God through Jesus Christ. And I think this is how you know an effective pastor. I really do. This is one of the ways. You know, we talked about how an effective pastor oversees the congregation from a general and from a specific or a micro point. And I think here's another way. You know, you see them leading the people of the congregation in their relationship and their worship of God through Jesus. And I think that's just, it's, you know, you can see that. And if you see that happening, you may not agree with everything they say or do at times. You may not think, well, that's what we should be doing at this time of the year, or that's not the way I would do it, or whatever. But do you see them leading the congregation in their relationship and worship of God through Jesus Christ? And if you see that happening to some extent, they're being effective. I think that's important to keep in mind as we look at this whole situation. Now, in our last segment of this particular course, we want to look at pastoral training and education, because it's important as we look at developing pastoral ministry or an introduction to pastoral ministry that we understand that it comes with training and education. And there are a lot of people who kind of, you know, rear up against this because they say, well, you know, Jesus called the lowly people. Jesus called the uneducated people to be his disciples. Yeah, but he educated them. He trained them. He may not have had a building where they met called a seminary, but he'd spent a minimum of at least 18 months with these guys, and most of them, if we track it, we can figure close to 3 years. He called them out very separate later on in the ministry, about 12 to 18 months in there. He specifically called the 12 out of the discipleship or out of the group that was following him, but he did train them. He